For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Federal aviation officials are blaming power loss for a Central Missouri plane crash that left three men seriously injured. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the National Transportation Safety Board has issued its preliminary report into last month's Fulton crash. The report says the pilot of the twin-engine Cessna 401A lost power to one of the engines after takeoff. The report says the pilot shut down the opposite engine when he saw he would not be able to stop on the runway. One fuel tank was ruptured, but there was no fire. The plane got about 10 feet into the air before it came back down, ran off the runway, and landed in a ditch. The complete investigation will take 6 to 12 months to complete. The decision to clear a New York police officer for a fatal chokehold has fueled more protests in the St. Louis area, just over a week after a grand jury there decided not to charge an officer in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The Post-Dispatch reports five people were arrested Wednesday evening in downtown St. Louis as protesters attempted to prevent federal workers from leaving a courthouse. Protester Elizabeth Vega says they were, quote, standing in solidarity with Eric Garner, the black man who died after the chokehold. In the city's Central West End neighborhood, a man drove a minivan through a crowd of protesters after waving a handgun. About 200 people marched through suburban Clayton's business district to the courthouse where the grand jury met in Brown's case. A Missouri man who married another man in Iowa but is now seeking a divorce wants the Missouri Supreme Court to allow them to get divorced in their home state. The plaintiff, known only as MS, was turned down by a St. Louis County judge on the basis that same-sex marriages in Missouri are unconstitutional. Attorney Dre Cooley represented MS Wednesday before the high court. He argued that Missouri can legally dissolve the marriage of a same-sex couple without recognizing it as a whole, as the state currently does with common law marriages.
To get a dissolution here, the court doesn't have to recognize, validate, affirm, approve, acknowledge the marriage. They merely need to acknowledge that another state did so. That's totally different.
Cooley also says he hopes that the state Supreme Court will go beyond allowing his client to get divorced in Missouri and actually declare the ban on same-sex marriage to be unconstitutional. The Attorney General's office did not contest the plaintiff's case. The search is underway for a new Title IX administrator at MU. The University of Missouri hosted the first of four open forums Wednesday, one of each for the four candidates for the position. Candidate Joe Gilgore discussed his 7 years of experience working with Title IX at State Fair Community College and how it relates to this position. Gilgore says success in preventing sexual assault is hard to measure, but hopes to implement more policies for responses to sexual assault at the university if chosen for the position.
Title IX has really three things to it. You stop the behavior, prevent it from happening again, and help the victim. Those are your three things you really need to do. And if you can show you've done those, then that to me is success.
The three remaining candidates will also participate in open forums within the next week. The University of Missouri is investigating a threat made on the anonymous social network site Yik Yak against the on-campus Black Culture Center. The threat was made Tuesday after a peaceful rally for Michael Brown and minority killings by police officers. The Post said, quote, "Let's burn down the Black Culture Center and give them a taste of their own medicine." Chancellor Arbo and Lofton issued a statement saying, quote, "These statements have a chilling effect on discussion that is intended to improve our campus climate and ensure freedom of expression for all students in a safe and inclusive environment." He also says the university has sought assistance from federal law enforcement agencies in investigating the threats. University spokesperson Christian Basie says it's challenging to know how to deal with apps like Yik Yak.
Applications like that are problematic for our communities because the anonymous nature precludes holding individuals responsible for hate-filled statements and threats, and that is contrary to our educational goals.
The MU Police Department had been monitoring the situation since it was made aware of the threat and has increased patrols around the center. Ameren Corporation's nuclear power plant in mid-Missouri has been shut down due to an electrical equipment failure, but the company and federal regulators say there is no risk to the public. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says an unexpected main turbine trip caused the shutdown at 12:22 a.m. at Ameren's Callaway's nuclear power plant near Fulton. Mark McLachlan, Ameren's Senior Director of Engineering at the plant, says the issue is strictly electrical. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.